The U.S. Air Force is working on its final environmental impact statement for a plan that could bring F-35 fighter jets to Truax Field in Madison. Madison is one of the preferred communities in the Air Force planning process for those jets. Parts of the Madison community have voiced concerns about noise and pollution. Recently, we talked to Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor about why she doesn't support the plan. Today, we'll hear a different perspective. Chris Arnes is the executive director of the Badger Air Community Council, a group that supports bringing F-35s to Truax. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, from your perspective, why should they station those F-35s in Madison?
Well, really what the F-35 coming to Madison means is the longevity of the 115th Fighter Wing. So absent a new mission, the current F-16s will time out. So I am a retired F-16 pilot here at the 115th Fighter Wing. And I can tell you firsthand that those 32-year-old airplanes are reaching the end of their lifespan. So unless we get a replacement aircraft, we will lose a flying mission in Madison, and then the base will go away.
Can you talk about the economic impact of having that base and the fear of the economic impact of losing that base?
Absolutely. So the base adds $100 million in annual economic impact, including 1,200 jobs. So not only does it add those jobs and that economic impact, but if you think of absent the base, that's 1,200 family members that would be displaced without a job, having to go somewhere else if they want to continue to serve their country.
As we mentioned, we talked to Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor about this recently on our show. Here's a bit of what she had to say about the noise concerns in the community.
These jets are not just a little louder than F-16s. The Air Force has estimated that they're between 2 and 4 times louder in different venues. So this is very, very serious for our community.
And that's been one of the big concerns from people who object to this plan, that there will be more of a noise concern than with the F-35s than with the current F-16s.
Well, I will say I know firsthand that that is just not true. I have witnessed an F-35 takeoff next to an F-16 takeoff. And there is a difference in sound, that being the F-16 is a higher pitch noise, with the F-35 being kind of a lower tonal. But I will tell you that if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference from a loudness perspective at all.
And one concern that people have raised is they say, and this is getting tactical here, beyond my pay grade a little bit, but the idea that the F-35s will be using afterburners more in their takeoffs and landings, I think, than the F-16s. What's that about?
Yeah, I think that the argument is the opposite. So as the environmental impact statement says, that the F-35 is planned to use the afterburner only 5% of the time, where the F-16 uses afterburner 90% of the time. So an F-16 and afterburner is absolutely louder than an F-13 or a F-35 in normal military power.
Talking about an Air Force plan that could bring F-35 fighter jets to an airfield in Madison, Chris Arnes is with us with the Badger Air Community Council. He's making the case for that change. Talk a little bit about the status now. This is not a done deal from the Air Force. They're considering other sites around the country.
Absolutely. They are considering 5 different sites. Madison and Montgomery, Alabama were listed as the top 2 sites, but the draft environmental impact statement has been released and a comment period has been closed on that. We expect the final environmental impact statement to come out in February with a final decision in March.
I want to listen to one more bit of our conversation with Representative Chris Taylor. Talk about who's impacted by these siting decisions.
In general, I think you can read the information that we have, including the disparate impact that the noise is going to have on communities of color in Madison, low-income individuals, and particularly children who really suffer adverse health impacts from being exposed to this kind of noise.
So concerns over particular communities already disadvantaged, in some cases, communities affected by this decision.
Well, I think where a lot of that comes from is the communities that are around the airport. And that's an inherent issue with the living near the airport. What we are saying is that the impacts that is laid out in the environmental impact study is overstated. And in fact, right in there, it talks about the maximum potential impact. So what we see in practice, once the aircraft arrive, will be much less, and it will be very similar to the F-16s here today.
And a wider concern, people say F-16 or F-35, should we have these military jets in an urban center to begin with?
Yeah, the Air National Guard, by definition, is in urban centers as opposed to the active duty Air Force. We've had been a great community partner. The 115th Fighter Wing has been in Madison for 71 years, and it has never been an issue. And these are community members that are living alongside everyone else. So I think it's actually a very positive benefit and a great thing to have them here.
We've heard from Jesse in Madison, who says Jesse's a realtor, concerned with how this is going to affect property values. And I know for a lot of people raising concerns that they're thinking whatever the actual impacts are, it's going to look bad when you're trying to sell a house in that area.
You know, we contend that there will be no change in sound impact around the area. So those same areas or those same houses should maintain their current value as they go forward.
And people have pointed toward studies from Madison, from the Air Force, both sides point to different studies when they look at the sound impact. I'll say, is it really as unambiguous as you say that they're not going to be substantially louder?
It is. So when we look at, the technical details of the math that goes into the sound contours that are in the environmental impact statement, that is primarily driven by the number of operations, and those operations are absolutely overstated. I can speak from personal experience that it really assumes that all flights are going to fly out of Truax Field in Madison, and that's not the case now, and it won't be in the case in the future. A lot of opponents are also citing environmental impact statements from other bases, which are not an apples-to-apples comparison, so those really shouldn't even be considered.
Is there sound mitigation available for people living near an air base, a National Guard air base in this case, with these fighter jets?
Absolutely. So after the final environmental impact statement comes out and a decision is made, then the process, it's a Part 150 grant that comes from the Federal Aviation Administration. And then those areas can apply for those grants to help, such as insulation in their house. Then there's also a whole operational mitigation that the fighter wing takes part in to change their flight path. One thing that I just want to say overall is what we're really talking about here is not a constant noise that's continuing. This is, they fly twice a day, four times a week for about a 6-minute window. So it's, 6 minutes a day, 4 days a week, and that's it. So this isn't this pervasive sound that's going to be constantly going on. It's very isolated into these short windows.
Now, while there are some lawmakers who object, the plan has gotten a lot of support from lawmakers at the state and federal level, some on both sides of the aisle. Do you think that strengthens Madison's case with the U.S. Air Force?
You know, I think it does. I think the Air Force has the comment period and is taking community input very seriously on both sides of the coin. So I think this will all play into their ultimate decision.
A decision from the Air Force, again, expected early next year. What are you watching for as we learn more about what decision is going to be made?
As we get closer to that decision point, it just having the community come together, both for and the opponents, and really talk about solutions and how we can mitigate that noise should we be selected.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Chris Arnes, Executive Director of the Badger Air Community Council. He was with us today to talk about why he supports a plan to put F-35 fighter jets at Truax Field in Madison. Last week, we heard from State Representative Chris Taylor, a Democrat who's opposed to that plan. The public comment period for the plan is now closed. The Air Force expects to have a final decision by February or March of next year.